You took M for a walk? Faith looked up at the sky as she merged onto the interstate. She was about 20 minutes outside of Atlanta and could see fluffy white clouds draped like scarves around the skinny necks of skyscrapers. Just call me, Faith said, worry needling the edge of her brain. Grocery store, gas station, pharmacy. Her mother had a car seat identical to the one in the back of Faith's Mini. She was probably out running errands. Faith was over an hour late. Evelyn would have taken the baby and left Faith a message that she was going to be out. The woman had been on call for the majority of her adult life. She didn't go to the toilet without letting someone know. Faith and her older brother Zeke had joked about it when they were kids. They always knew where their mother was, even when they didn't want to. Especially when they didn't want to. Faith stared at the phone in her hand as if it could tell her what was going on. She was aware that she might be letting herself get worked up over nothing. The landline could be out. Her mother wouldn't know this unless she tried to make a call. Her cell phone could be switched off, or charging, or both. Her BlackBerry could be in her car, or her purse, or somewhere she couldn't hear the telltale vibration. Faith glanced back and forth between the road and her BlackBerry as she typed an email to her mother. She spoke the words aloud as she typed.